Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I got to tell you, you never know where you're going to go. I love this program. You just never know where you're going to go. And sometimes you got to, today, we've got Obama's blabbermouth, the final one, the final push from America's weakest, worst commander of weakness in chief, gun-grabbing, gun-hating, and quite frankly, un-American president. When it comes to our Bill of Rights and the attacks against our right to keep and bear arms, absolutely astonishing. It just is never-ending. The empty seat today coming up, and we'll be talking about that, no doubt, tomorrow on tomorrow's Armed American Radio broadcast. No matter when you pick up this program, it's going to be worthy of discussion, no question about that. We have some fun stuff to talk about before we go to that. Then we've got some insane news out of Chicago relative to the commander of weakness in chief's adopted hometown. His hometown, I don't know, he never seems to go home on vacation. He goes home to Hawaii and charges us millions, I think over $70 million in vacations already. He could save taxpayers a ton of money and go to Chicago, but why do that, right? Hey, Sean, can you bring your mic live for just a second?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I do all right.
Thank you for what you're doing for the show, by the way.
You're welcome.
You know, I mean, you run those boards down there in Dallas and couldn't do it without you, right?
Well, let's not go too far. You could always be replaced, trust me.
Haven't you ever met somebody at a job that you had who thinks, you know, oh, this company's going to fall apart without me?
I have to admit, I have met some.
Right? Then they leave the company, and the company still thrives. The company's still there, right?
Well, actually, when they left, the company did fall apart.
Okay, well, thanks for throwing that and blowing up my theory there. But that's okay. I'll let you slide. Hey, you know how I love those funny names and stories?
Yeah.
I about fell out at about, I guess it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I was doing one, and I haven't had any caffeine in 5 months. No sugar-free Red Bulls, no diet Red Bulls, no, I mean, you know, other than what you get in a Diet Coke or something like that from time to time, or an iced tea.
Yeah.
No coffee, no nothing. And I'm telling you, it's wonderful. By the way, if you're ever wondering why you can't sleep at night, oh, get off the coffee. It's amazing. I've been able to sleep through the night. It's incredible. And have not needed that pick-me-up, you know, from the caffeine during the day.
At what time do you wake up?
Well, it depends on when I fall asleep. You know, I for my entire life, I've needed about 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah,
you know,
that's about six.
I get 5 or 6 hours of sleep, I'm good to rock and roll. Once I got off the caffeine, it wasn't unusual to see 7, 8 hours. And sleep solid through the night, which was great. Lately, though, with what we've had going on at work, with what we've had going on with content, with the un-Americans throwing, you know, coming at us rapid fire, as they have been, there's been a lot of work. I've been up working a lot. I get a lot of work done late at night. I've always found that to be my most productive time. Always have, ever since I was a kid. Never did like those kids that slept till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Could never understand that. Wasting their day, wasting their life away. Get up and do something. Get productive, you know? But, you know, I digress. Anyway, lots coming at us. Got some interviews to prep with, have a lot of writing to do. So I was up fairly, and I fell asleep fairly early. Got up about 3 o'clock. Started going through some news before I fell back asleep again, and I came across this story. Now, I peruse a lot of stuff. I look at all kinds of things. Had somebody ask me the other day, where do you find stuff to talk about? Can you tell me, how do I do it for my radio show? I said it's impossible to tell you. I got Google alerts going out there, contacts all over the place. Stuff comes in by email. Stuff comes in by Facebook messages. Sean, you know the routine, right?
Yeah.
So you research, triage all this stuff, right, and make a determination as to what you want to talk about that day, what's relevant at that moment in time. So I picked up, as I was going through all the local Georgia papers, there was this one. I don't even know what this paper was called. But it says, plans for a liquor. Now, keep in mind, it's about 3:38 in the morning when I saw this. Okay? Plans for a liquor and package store off Ridgeway Parkway were slowed down Thursday when the Planning Commission recommended denial of the rezoning request to make way for the project. The store, called Minx Package, is proposed for a piece of property behind the racetrack convenience store. Great business, not necessarily the right location in terms of the community plan. When we look at items like this, I look for a compelling reason to diverge from the plan, and I'm not seeing a compelling reason, said Planning Commission Chairman James Drinkard. Now,
was Bob Mischke next to it?
You just simply cannot make this stuff up. You can't do it. So I looked at that and I thought, that can't possibly be. This has got to, what am I looking at? Some Comedy Channel thing here? This can't be real. So sure enough, I literally did some research. It was about 3:38 in the morning when I saw that. And I thought I was going to wake up the whole house. How do you get a guy on a planning commission named James Drinkard who nixes a liquor store? How does that happen?
What city was this in?
Woodstock, Georgia, which is about 40 miles or so outside of Atlanta. Not far from, if anybody's familiar with the area, it would be, not far from Marietta or not far from Roswell, Georgia. It's, typical suburb. And I just thought, you've got to be kidding me. That can't possibly be. But anyway,
I
said Planning Commissioner James Drinkard. What's that?
What question?
I hope I have an answer for you. I don't know if I could answer it, but what do you got?
Let me get this right. A guy named James Drinkard turned down a liquor store in Woodstock, Georgia.
I don't know. See, I took another one here. What was this one? Because I send these things. When I get these, I link to these and I send them to me. And I didn't want to forget that in the middle of the night because I knew I was going to fall asleep. So I got another one here about the $1 million. I said, almost daily. This one was another one about the Powerball jackpot. This was another one here. Let's see if I can find something in here. I kept this for a reason, but I'm not sure why. I'll have to go through this maybe during the break. There's a reason I did this, and it had something to do with the Powerball, because everybody has Powerball frenzy, I've got tickets. You buy tickets for the Powerball, Sean?
I wait till Wednesday.
But you're going to play a few.
Oh, absolutely. I see a 777 in my lifetime.
A 777 in your lifetime, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, one of those diamond slot machines, right? Wouldn't that be fun
I'm
to hit?
No, I'm talking about a full-fledged airplane.
Would you buy a new gun? You know what I love? I love watching. I live in tornado area. Tornadoes come through Georgia. Boy, you should have seen the look on my face when I realized I left Florida after 5 hurricanes that year in 2005, got up here, got slammed with a bunch of tornadoes. I said, what? This ain't Kansas, Dorothy.
Now, which one's worse, a hurricane or a tornado?
I can watch a hurricane coming at me for 6 days, pal. Okay?
Yeah, I'm the same way with tornadoes.
All right, tornadoes come out of nowhere. You get a lot of them down there in Dallas, right?
Oh, yeah. We just had one come through here, 2 weeks ago?
How did we get on tornadoes? What were we talking about prior to that? Because I completely lost my frame of reference.
We were talking about James Drinkard and the liquor store.
No, there was something in between that. We were going somewhere else. What got us on that?
Oh, Powerball. I had said I'd buy an airplane.
Oh, the Powerball. That's right. Thanks for setting me back on track. You ever watch these tornado? After every tornado, they show the one person that wants to get on TV. His house is a pile of splinters behind him. His entire life is destroyed, and he's clamoring to get on the camera. And here's what you hear, and I swear they must put the same guy on TV all over the country. I tell you, she said, it's a coming. It sounded all of a sudden just like a freight train. I said, get the dog and get inside. It's a tornado. Next thing you know, his whole life's exploded. You hear the same kind of thing with these Powerball people, don't you?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do if you win the Powerball? Guy says, well, I'm going to give some money to my family and friends. I'm going to buy a new car, and I'm going to buy a new house. It's $1.4 billion. It's very difficult to wrap your head around how much money that is. But it's fun for people to dream. It's fun for people to dream. I have tickets. One thing I know for sure, I saw somebody on Fox the other day say, it's 1 in 292 point something million, the odds. You have better odds of being struck by lightning while you're being eaten by a shark or something stupid like that. She says you'd be better off putting that money in your 401k. I said, oh, for crying out loud, it's $2, lady. Give it up. Here's what I do know. If you don't play, you don't win, right?
Amen.
Wow. Anyway, fun conversation. We'll have to reach out to James Drinkard and ask him why he won't sign up for that liquor store. That doesn't make any sense. We'll be right back after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, how are you today? You know, everybody in talk radio world, you know what they're talking about today. You've probably been listening all day. By the time you get this program, you've probably had, probably even talked out about State of the Union. I don't want to waste your time with that today, simply because we're not there yet. We'll discuss it after it happens. And we'll break it down for you, the parts that matter to us. We're not, you know, the rest of the pundits around the country and talk radio world will talk about everything. We don't want to talk about everything. We want to talk about the empty chair that Barack Obama, because I got to tell you, one thing you got to give the commander of weakness in chief some credit for. This guy, if he's nothing else, is as consistent as the day is long. I mean, this guy, he just toeing the line, man. He just toeing the line. And you got to give some credit where credit is due when it comes to a politician. Forget the fact that he stands in 100% direct, stark contrast to everything I stand for as an American. We share absolutely nothing in common. Nothing in common politically. Zero. Yeah. We all want clean water and clean air. Yeah, we just differ on how to get there. We all want safe streets. We just differ on how to get there. But this guy's consistent. He's as consistent as the day is long. So when you thought the dog and pony show over on the Clinton News Network, CNN, was okay, well, this is it. This is it. This is the orgasm. No. Here comes the empty seat next to Michelle Obama. For gun victims, victims of gun violence, they say, who no longer have a voice. Let me tell you who. He's missing the point here. I wanted to go here later, but I'll go here now because I can't stand it anymore. Chicago's 2016 gunshot statistics, have you seen them yet? What are we? We're 12 days into the month of January in 2016. 12 days? Don't take my word for this. Head over to the Chicago Tribune. 119 shooting victims in Chicago in 12 days. In
wow.
12 days, 119 shooting victims in 12 days in Chicago. Now, mind you, Barack Obama signed 23 executive orders a couple years back, didn't he? And at that time, he told us that he was taking these necessary steps because it's all he could do. And that if we could just save one life, it would have all been worth it. Didn't he? Remember that? Got a dog and pony show out of him then, too, didn't we? Yeah, of course we did. Those are my emails coming in with more stories. I don't want to cut it off, so it runs through my board. So if you hear that, you know, we have just have more stuff to talk about.
Hey, Mark.
We'll get to him when we can. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
I have one question.
Go ahead. I hope I have an answer for you.
Where is Black Lives Matter people? Why haven't they said anything about Chicago?
Well, they're too busy talking about the fact that Trayvon Martin's mother endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Oh, well, that's a big shock right there.
Of course, you're talking about Black Lives Matter. The Black Lives Matter, the movement born out of a lie of the hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, that group.
The movement born out of Trayvon Martin being shot and killed while pummeling George Zimmerman, and being George Zimmerman found not guilty by a jury of his peers in the state of Florida consisting of a mixed race jury.
That group, yes.
That Black Lives Matter group?
Yes.
Well, it's crickets, bro.
Well, I thought Black Lives Matter.
Black lives do matter if they can exploit them for political gain. What political gain is there in Chi-Town when the vast majority of those 119 killings are black-on-black crime?
Exactly.
I don't see any political exploitation available. Do you think Barack Obama will mention that in the State of the Union?
He hasn't yet.
Well, he cried that little crocodile tear and wiped his eye, which no doubt had a little onion juice on it from down below the podium, as he awaited the shutter clicks to run out. Okay, I can be done now. Lift my head up. You know, lift its head up with that pose he makes, you know? Head up high, look presidential. 119 shootings in Chicago in 12 days of the month. Let me tell you what that means. Let me break that down for you. Nope, that's the Golden Globes. We're going to go there in just a second, too. We have more than 100 people, 119. That tally, by the way, according to Newser, soared over the weekend, quoting now, when 7 were shot dead and 30 others were injured by gunfire. 30 in one weekend. Two of the shootings occurring about two houses down from the godfather, Rahm Emanuel's home. During a party, a couple blocks away from the mayor's house.
That's crazy.
Now, I want you to put this in perspective. Walk with me here. Because remember, Barack Obama signed 23 executive orders to stop this after Newtown, didn't he? What's he added, another 7 now? Take a listen to this. By the exact same date, 1 year ago in 2015, and I want to say only, I have to say only 31 people had been injured and 9 killed in Chicago. Only, as this is a scorecard. We're turning this into a scorecard because Barack Obama forces us to do that. He forces our hand. And I can promise you, there's another story coming in. I can promise you right now that we will give you these Chicago numbers every single day on this program through 2016 to show you the ineffective BS from the commander of weakness in chief. I was asked in a pre-interview, I'm doing an interview on the BBC on Friday, I'll give you more information about that later in the week. I believe I'm also doing a television interview on the Danish version of 60 Minutes, probably tomorrow, and another radio interview in Ireland. I don't know where these cats are all coming from. But I can promise you that we're going to use these numbers every time we talk about this to whatever outlet we talk to. Because they don't want to talk about it. We do. When we come back from the break, I want to tell you about a couple other stories. Gun control celebrities, do they ever tick you off? Does looking at Will Ferrell, and it's such a shame because he's such a funny guy and he's such a great actor, does it bother you that he gives out awards at the Brady campaign's dinner? More when we come back. Liberal gun-grabbing Hollywood.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit DefendFamilyOneWord.com. Download your 100% free guide, DefendFamily.com. Again, that's DefendFamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The fastest 1 hour in radio is just cooking right along. It always is. Too fast. Can you really talk about that stuff for an hour every week? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Chicago, right? Very disturbing numbers, 119 shootings. That number is no doubt higher because hours have gone by since that was put out by Chicago Tribune. No question that those numbers are higher. We will monitor those. Because our hand has been forced, we've been spoon-fed lies by the President of the United States of America, who, by the way, is about 300 days away from the election, somewhere in there, which is great news. I'll check that clock. Yeah, before the swinging doors of the Oval Office, toss him right out. That's going to be a party, I'll tell you what. And Hillary Clinton, boy, I could go in a million different directions today. Hillary Clinton not getting an endorsement from MoveOn.org. Hillary, why is that important? What does that have to do with guns? Hillary Clinton is running farther to the left on gun control than Barack Obama. They don't call it gun control anymore. They call it gun safety because they're gun reformers. Good heavens. How stupid do some of your fellow Americans have to be to fall for this? Seriously. How stupid are some of your neighbors to fall for this crap? From gun control to gun safety. They've changed their names, my gosh, how many times? Don't say gun control, say gun safety. Eventually, they're going to. Well, they've been called out on the gun safety thing because they don't teach gun safety classes. They don't. They know nothing about gun safety. So that was gun reform. We're reformers. We're gun reformers. Good little Democrats. We have to do something. Well, why is that important? Move on. Packs a punch, whether, you know, a whole bunch of lefty kooks over there at MoveOn.org. But they pack a punch, and their endorsement meant a lot to Barack Obama in 2008. They played a significant role in his first term, in the election of his first term. They've endorsed Bernie Sanders. What does that say? Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist. Is this the America you knew? Now, Hillary Clinton got a world of problems regarding emails and public corruption interviews. Anybody with a brain knows that the Clintons are anything that came out of that machine. Terry McAuliffe in Virginia? Good heavens, are you kidding me? Rahm Emanuel? Everything about the Clintons is corrupt. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. What does that all have to do with guns? Hillary Clinton is running farther to the left and staking everything on guns. She's got that stake driven so far down deep right now that she's not going to be able to pull it up and let it out as she gets closer to November if she's not in jail. Now, Loretta Lynch, big problems on her hands based on the FBI information. And if it's as damning as everybody thinks it is, and we don't know that yet. Yeah, we don't know that yet. Of course we know that yet. We're talking about the Clintons. Of course we know that yet. After what they did to Petraeus, if they let her walk, it's just another anger nail from the rest of America in this woman's political coffin. Now, when you combine that with her love fest for Obamacare and her stake so far deep in the ground on gun control, you know, I don't want to make a prediction here. It's impossible to do that at this stage of the game, but you've got all the makings of a landslide. Why do I say that? Because the press isn't. Because they're doing everything they can to cover for that. And at the same time, you're not seeing a whole lot of defense of Hillary Clinton. You do on the gun control side, but the rest of it? Bernie Sanders is up like 14% in Iowa, 5% in New Hampshire. Clinton's got problems. Clinton's running on the most anti-gun. She's running the single most anti-gun political campaign, national campaign that has ever been waged in the history of this nation. That's why it's vitally important that you stay awake. Let's go back over to Hollywood. It's so easy to go in just a million different directions here. Hollywood.
Hey, Mark.
I saw the movie. Yeah, Sean, go ahead.
I'm sorry to jump in here. When you said Hollywood, and you know, I just recently just went to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hollywood is a joke.
It's a dump, isn't it? It's a dump.
I'm a smoker, and when I went to California.
Well, you need to stop that. Smoke a big cigar every once in a while, but get you some Chantix and get off those cigarettes. But anyway, go ahead. We love you. We want you around.
Now, there's a guy that's staring at me with a pipe in his hand, and he's telling me how bad smoking is for me. Are you kidding me?
Did he say it like this? You shouldn't be smoking that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Smoking's bad for you.
I mean, I believe me, when you see the stuff on TV, if you watch the entertainment stuff, don't believe the hype. It's a dump.
No, Hollywood Boulevard is a dump. Out by the Walk of Stars. Did you go out by the Walk of Stars?
Yes.
You've got, and I'll just, because I'm not politically correct, you got bums everywhere.
Yes.
And don't give me this, oh, they're home. They're bums.
Yes.
They're bums everywhere.
Trying to sell you
bumming
pictures
everything.
Of everything.
They try to take a picture of you and sell it to you like you don't have a camera and can't take a selfie. Why you want to, who wants to buy a picture of themselves from a bum?
Yep.
All right, the Walk of Stars. Now, that's a kind of a good segue here because our great friend A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News penned this up just yesterday, and it just, what a great story. I could have made this A.W.R. Hawkins Day again today, but I want to do that when he can come back on the program. Gun control celebrities attend Golden Globes with benefit of heavily armed guards. What? How stupid do some of your neighbors have to be to fall for this? Leonardo DiCaprio flies around the world telling you about global warming being the single greatest threat this nation, this world has ever faced, on a private jet, laying down more pollutants on a private airplane than most Americans will ever produce in their entire lives. And there are Americans stupid enough to fall for this idiot? How many? 70 signed a letter? Some dopey 70 celebrity, you know, Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer out there at the Golden Globes, surrounded by guns, telling you, you shouldn't have any. The 73rd Annual Golden Globe Awards witnessed a new level of good guys with guns, handguns, tactical gear, and AR-15s with high capacity, in quotes, because AWR gets it, magazines, moving through the awards venue at the Beverly Hilton and guarding the perimeter for a gaggle of anti-gun celebrities gathered inside. Los Angeles Times photojournalist Alan Shaven tweeted this: security with machine guns patrol red carpet before 73rd Golden Globe Awards at the Beverly Hilton. Increased security presence at the 73rd Annual Golden Globes Award at the Beverly Hilton. The president of the Hollywood Reporter Billboard Media Group tweeted, "First time I've ever seen security with machine guns walking at the Golden Globes." So KSL 5 TV reporter Ashley Kuish, I don't know who she is, tweeted a photo of the kind of armored vehicles the LAPD were driving around the venue. Beverly Hills PD armored vehicle in position at 4, a look at prep and security going into tonight's Pound Golden Globes. That's right, Pound Golden Globes. You get it. You listen to the show. So AR goes on to tell us, who were all these good guys with handguns, AR-15s, high-capacity magazines, and armored vehicles protecting? They were protecting some of the most anti-gun celebrities in Hollywood. Celebrities like Amy Schumer, who spent the fall pushing gun control with her cousin Senator Chuck Schumer, and who attended President Obama's January 5th announcement of executive gun control. Other gun control celebrities, including the Golden Globes, include Eva Longoria, Jason Schwartzman, director Tom McCarthy, and writer Josh Singer. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Singer took time on the red carpet to praise Obama for signing the executive gun control, then immediately lamented that the controls don't go far enough. And he said Obama should do more and go farther. He was, while he, of course, was protected by guns. Good guys with guns. How stupid do some of your neighbors have to be to fall for this garbage? How dopey do they have to be to fall for this stuff? More when we come back. I got to take a break. I got to get a drink of water. This stuff just angers me. I hope it angers you too. Unbelievable. You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews. It's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information that'll keep you up to date and prepared, and most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out. Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Who in the world is Natasha Lyonne? Do you know who she is? She played, I think, Jessica in the American Pie movie series.
Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah, the first one was funny. Maybe the second one was funny. Then I lost track. You know, it's you know, gutter humor. You know, there's a time and place for that stuff. I don't mind. But here's what she had to say. And she was at the, you know, she was at the red carpet, whatever it is, whatever it is they do. This, I guess Orange is the New Black's Natasha Lyonne. I have no idea what that is. I don't pay attention to these idiots. It's a black and white issue. This is a quote from her. It's a black and white issue. What's going on in our country has become so out of control, and when people decide to shoot up movie theaters, it does become a personal issue for our business. Oh, good heavens, good Lord. Obviously, this is an insane problem, she continues. We are past the tipping point of everybody getting a gun being a good idea. We are not mature enough to handle that privilege until people can figure out how to stop shooting people. Oh, good Lord.
Hold on. What did you just say?
Good Lord.
You said privilege.
No, she said privilege. I read what she said, and I've got to tell you something.
Wow.
When you see this stuff, again, I'm going to ask you this question. How stupid do some of your neighbors have to be to fall for this crap from some dopey actress? That's dokey was the actress. Just a slip there. How stupid do some of your neighbors have to be to fall for this garbage? It's incredible. Now, I have to sit here and tell her that the right to bear arms is not I'm not going to waste my time. This stupidity, this level of stupidity speaks for itself. We will let this stand alone. Print that and frame it. I can't figure out how to stop shooting people I'm not mature enough to handle the privilege of owning a firearm. Clearly, what she's telling you psychologically is that she's not. So they want, and she's guilty. She feels guilty. So she wants to profess that to you. She wants you to feel the same way she does. She does, because misery loves company. And again, Breitbart's A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist, 2015, Second Amendment Journalist of the Year award recipient, said this. Leon said these things at a venue where she benefited not only from good guys with guns, but also good guys with guns and armored vehicles. So again, the theme for today. How stupid do some of your neighbors have to be to fall for this? And believe it or not, they do. They do. These are the same people who believe, I would say the National Enquirer, but they've actually broke some true stories. Maybe the Weekly World News, you know, who buy this stuff at the Super. I mean, this is it.
CNN.
This, the stories that, you know, Burt Reynolds is pregnant, you know, this kind of goofy crap. I mean, people fall for this stuff. I don't know. It's just, but that statement right there doesn't even deserve. We just need to let that. That's just beautiful stupidity. We will let that one stand on its own. Do you know who Kamau Ball is? I have no idea. W. Kamau Bell is his name. You know who he is?
No.
Well, he's okay. Here he is. W. Kamau Bell is a socio-political stand-up comedian and the host of the upcoming CNN original series "United Shades of America." He lives in where? Berkeley, California. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Now you look at his picture. It's kind of funny. I looked at it, and I was going to say he looks like a comedian, and then I read this, and there it was. Now maybe out of the corner of my eye, I caught that and didn't really know it. But I want you to listen to what he penned for CNN, because these people are out there. Remember, I predicted for you, I'm not going to take sole credit for it, but I did predict it here on this program for you, within hours of Oregon, that the radical un-American left was going to begin calling for confiscation. And they have made that very clear, including this president, with his under-the-radar subliminal remarks about America emulating Australia. Telling you that they're just like us. No, they're not just like us. They want to be just like us. But I guess when you're a citizen of the world, like Barack Obama, take a listen to what Kamau Bell said. First line, it's times like this that I wish President Obama were the black militant socialist the right is convinced he is. Some combination of young Malcolm X and an even older Bernie Sanders. I am thinking about the kind of Bernie Sanders we would see if he doesn't become president and totally gives up on this system. This country could use that kind of president, with black people in fear for our lives during every interaction with police and with literally every American at risk of some American deciding to take out as many innocent people as possible because Jesus and Muslims and women with opinions.
What?
We could use a president who was like, okay, everybody turn in all your guns tomorrow by 5 p.m. After that, if I catch you with a gun, then I'm sending SEAL Team 6 to your house with a recent Facebook picture of you and those tanks that shoot fire that we haven't used since Waco.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm going to let that stupidity and un-American garbage also speak for itself. You're smart enough to understand what you just heard. I want you to think about that as you drive home today, as you're working, listening to this. I know people who have this show on in their shirt pocket, on their phone while they're working, listening to it. But I want you to think about what you just heard. Go over this. Let me give you this last quote one more time. We could use a president who was like, okay, Everybody turn in all your guns tomorrow by 5 p.m. After that, if I catch you with a gun, then I'm sending SEAL Team 6 to your house with a recent Facebook picture of you and those tanks that shoot fire that we haven't used since Waco. And then he says, I mean since World War II.
You know, that's crazy.
And I'll tell you how crazy it is. It's so crazy that I didn't ask Sean to say that, and he did. Well, why do you think that's crazy, Sean?
Well, let me say it this way. Now,
meaning I didn't ask you to bring it. I didn't ask you to bring your mic live. You blurted that out. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah.
So tell me, why do you think that's crazy?
Okay, this is crazy two ways. Number one, if a Republican president or someone in the Republican media had said something like that, he would be called a racist, number one. This guy has lost his mind. I mean, is the education in this country null and void, or is this guy just didn't pick up a book?
What you have here is an individual blinded by leftist ideology, un-American leftist ideology, who you cannot talk to. This man is not worth talking to. This man is not, it's over. It's done. This, the Kool-Aid, the jug is empty. Let me put it that way. And there are many people who think like this. So today on Armed American Radio, we just let this stupidity and this un-Americanism stand for what it is. Stupid and un-American, and we'll let it do it all by itself because it does. It doesn't need any help from us to analyze it and point it out. You heard it yourself. This is what we're up against. These are the people we're up against. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues tomorrow. I can promise you we're going to have a great lineup to talk about what you hear on the State of the Union. And remember, in the meantime, to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to find yourself. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.